This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments. They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Our guest right now from the Post-Gazette, our good friend... Our good friend, Chris Carter. Chris,
hello,
how you doing?
Chris, how we doing today?
I'm all right. Are you okay, Adam?
Zin. That was a Zin-related unforced error there.
Okay.
All right, let's do what we always do. Let's start broad, and then we'll narrow in on some of the matchups. But how do you feel about Steelers-Seahawks?
I like the Steelers' chances in this game. I think they have to be able to come out and establish who they are on defense. Instead of letting what the Jets did happen, I think that the difference will be here is that with Sam Darnold, who's not non-athletic, but he's not an extreme athlete the way that Justin Fields when it comes to the way he runs. The Steelers should be able to attack a little bit more aggressively without having to consider what lanes that Sam Darnold might escape to. They should be able to pin him in a little bit more, but they have to stop the run. They can't let the Seahawks go with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet, who Zach Charbonnet getting a lot more uses this year than I thought he would early on. But if they let those guys start to get going, that's going to make Sam Darnold's job that much easier. And so you've got to be able to limit that. If you can make the Seahawks one-dimensional, at least last week, it looked like Sam Darnold really locked in on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think if you force that to happen, then you can tell your cornerbacks, which I think they're pretty confident in, like, hey, Jalen Ramsey, take that guy away and force him to win with his other guys. It'll be interesting to see what the Seahawks do there. Offensively, I think the Seahawks have some talent up front. The offensive line must be better. They cannot let Aaron Rodgers get hit 7 more times and get sacked 4 more times. I think if they accomplish those two things, I think other things start to fall into place for the Steelers, and that allows them to control the pace of this game. But, it's never easy in the NFL. As much as you look at matchups, those other guys are professionals too. But I think if they do those two things, they'll get themselves in a good position.
Chris, from your evaluation of the game last weekend against the Jets, what was worse, the linebackers, the off-ball linebackers, or the defensive line?
The defensive line. Listen, the linebackers had their problems, but it all was started by the D-line not being able to take on double teams. Keanu Benton, I thought, had a terrible game when you looked at his tape. And I think it's disappointing because Keanu Benton can be better. He has the talents to be better. I know there's a lot of people that think that he can't play nose tackle. And listen, I do think there's a good idea out there to put Y.A. Black at the nose because of his size. But the Steelers are trying to be modern with their idea of what the nose tackle is. And Cam Hayward brought this up when I asked him about it just yesterday in the Steelers locker room. He compared Keanu Benton to Javon Hargrave. He was like, body-wise, skill-wise, that's what he does. And he doesn't have to be the guy that just stands you up because he's so big and so strong. He's quick. And if he gets his technique going, he's able to get inside. He's able to beat you to your gap. And then he's being so quick, you can't pin him down. And that is something in today's NFL that you kind of need as a nose because – teams like to pass so much, especially quick pass so much, so you need that kind of capability. And when Keanu Benton's losses started happening, that's when you saw the linebacker problems really start to arise. I broke this down in a film study earlier this week for the Post Gazette.
Yeah, you did.
Where like you could see Peyton Wilson coming down to jump into Keanu Benton's gap, but that was like where Patrick Queen already was, and in doing so, he opened up his gap, and then Breece Hall would like run for 12 yards. The Steelers have to trust that they can win gap by gap assignments and not try to leave their assignments to play hero ball to help somebody else out. And that's a common thing in football. It happens every week when teams are starting to lose certain matchups. But that's what happens when you run the ball well, is that eventually you press the other team into saying, hey, are you just going to let this keep happening? Or, you know, are you going to trust that your one-on-ones will eventually win? Or are you going to start selling out to stop me? And the Steelers were starting to, and the linebackers came out of place. But it all starts up front. If the D-line can be better against the run, if they can stop the double teams from pushing them so far off the ball, that's step number one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, filmer, breaker, downer guy. You watch Project Jones. We all did. We all had him circled going into the season, and I'm sure every defensive coordinator in the NFL is now going to have him circled moving forward. What would you say is his biggest problem, and is it fixable?
It's fixable because it's his fundamentals with his hand placement. And I've seen it when he gets his hands in somebody's chest, he locks them down. The problem is he's not doing it consistently enough. And guys with big frames especially are beating him. And the one thing I said about Broderick Jones for this game that was different than last year at right tackle was there was not a snap where I saw him look confused and out of place. He knew what was coming. It was just, hey, Quinnen Williams, Will McDonald, those are some tough dudes. They're going to win some of those reps. And on last Sunday, they won a lot of those reps. And I think that's the thing that Broderick Jones – really went through last week, but he wasn't confused. Last year, there were times where it was like, buddy, you got to figure out where you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be looking at, what gap you're supposed to protect. And that wasn't the issue for this game. So that was the minute progress that he made there. But he took ownership of it this week. He said, I have to be better in all phases. It doesn't matter the matchup. I got to be ready to do my job. And I think that's a good sign. But now you need to see it come to fruition, because the Seahawks don't have the Jets D-line, but they don't have slackers in the D-line either. They're going to be bringing pressure. They like to bring simulated pressures where they're faking blitzes this way and that way. So that's going to test his communication. But I think the first thing, I liked his footwork for the most part last week. So the first thing is, can he get those hands? Can he use – he's a big frame. He's 6'5". He's like the biggest Steelers offensive lineman. Use that frame. Use those long arms. Jab guys. Keep them from getting inside on you and protect your frame from getting exposed. If he does that, I think he has a better week.
Chris, backyard brawl tomorrow. How do you see this game playing out?
I thought this might be a tough game. It still could be. Milan Puskás is just a tough place to play. But man, Adam, that was a rough loss at against Ohio last week.
Thanks, Chris.
WVU has to be able to take advantage of Pitt's offensive line. If the Mountaineers are able to get consistent pressure on Eli Holstein and keep him from using his legs, that will put them right in this game. But Eli Holstein And these pit wide receivers, from Kenny Johnson to Poppy Williams to Blue Hicks, they look really talented. And the tight ends are getting involved. I don't know if WVU has the ammunition, especially now with the injuries that they've been mounting on offense. I don't know if they have the ammunition to keep up with the Panthers in this one. I think that they make it a game because they got the home stadium, and they, you know, they're going to be loud and proud in West Virginia. But I really do think that this is going to be a pit win. I say they win maybe like 34-24, 34-27-ish.
Chris, one last thing for you. Aaron Rodgers, the 26th best quarterback according to Pro Football Focus. Your thoughts on that evaluation, your evaluation of A-Rod in the first game?
My evaluation of A-Rod was that he threw four touchdowns and no interceptions, completing targets to seven different receivers, and four different guys caught touchdowns while having no run game and being sacked four times,
yeah,
constantly under pressure. So if I forget other quarterbacks, I'm not even gonna compare him to other quarterbacks. Pro Football Focus graded him the same grade as Broderick Jones from this game.
Yeah.
I appreciate the hard statistics I get from Pro Football Focus, the snap counts, the targets, the targets on defense, and this, that, and the third. Yeah, but depth of target, the things that I can trust that, hey, okay, at least you can get that part right. But as soon as they start to put opinions into things, and as soon as they start to say, oh, he's going to – they're always so bad. And to give him a 54.5 grade, and their reasoning was, oh, well, he wasn't as mobile, and who cares? He threw four touchdowns. Right. He executed the offense. He moved the ball when everything else was going on. If that's Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky or Devin Hodges, this team would have lost that game last week. He was the straw that stirred the drink. He carried them to victory. That deserves at least some sort of positive grade. And then you grade him the same as a guy who allowed – three sacks last week? What are we doing here? That is just – it is asinine. It is ridiculous. At this point, and we've seen it for years, I saw games where T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith would combine for like three sacks and get pick sixes and return fumbles and like quadruple times the tackles that Myles Garrett would in the same game, and Myles Garrett would get the better grade than them. They do this and stuff intentionally for reactions like mine, because they're like, that's what's going to get us talked about more. It's why I don't think anyone should care about their grades, report on their grades, talk about their grades. Use the hard data. Stay away from the grades. They are useless and intentionally incendiary.
Nice.
Man, he went off.
Nice.
That's good stuff
that's
there.
Ridiculous.
Very accurate.
Chris, we appreciate your time. Are you going to the brawl?
I am not. I'm gonna stay in Pittsburgh, get some things done before the game on Sunday. I'll try my best to be watching while I'm handling business at home.
You handle that business. Thank you, buddy. It's always great on Fridays at 8. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Chris.
It's a great Chris Carter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.